This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we're going to talk about those very things this morning. Lots to do, lots happening in the world, and we're going to try and bring you a little bit of it, a little bit of sanity here. We're not going to talk about any other thing other than maybe during a couple of commercials, other than fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. A lot of that going on right now. It's a big, huge weekend on the bay. A lot of tournaments out there. There'll be a pile of people out there on the bay dragging the line for striped bass, rockfish. So we'll see how that goes. And there'll probably be a lot of upset, angry people by the end of the day. But, you know, so it goes when you put hundreds and hundreds of boats out there on trying to fish on the same resource. It's just the way it goes. So it's also turkey season. If you're on your way to your favorite turkey grounds, you should actually already probably be close to being in there where you should be, so we understand. But if you got a few minutes and you want to give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, you're welcome to do so. If you want to give us a call, if you're on the way to go fishing, you're welcome to do that too. So we're here to take your phone call. It's all you today. No guest coming up. It's just you and me having a conversation, talking about whatever you want to talk about in the great outdoors. So we got 14 hunters in the opening days of spring turkey season, were charged with hunting over bait. Garrett County. And keep in mind, these people are innocent until proven guilty. Garrett County, Patricia K. DeMoss, 58 years old, and Donald Dorsey Pyle, 64, both of Oakland, were charged on April 18th after officers found them hunting near two corn feeders at 6:30 a.m. They're scheduled to appear in Garrett District Court May 22nd. Hunting over bait carries a maximum fine of $1,500. Later that same day, officers charged four hunters on private property near Barton, Maryland, for hunting over cracked corn. Charles Herman Lice, Jr., 59, Donna K. Walter, 47, David Paul Walter, 52, all of Baltimore. Another member of the hunting party, Brian Matthew Lice, 35, or Lease of Rosedale, was charged with hunting over bait and hunting without a license, which also carries a maximum fine of $1,500. All four of those hunters are scheduled to appear in Garrett County District Court on July 23rd. In Allegheny County, Dale William Durbin, 53, of Cumberland, was charged at 6:30 a.m. on the opening day of the season. He also received warnings for hunting turkey with an unplugged shotgun, hunting on private land without written permission, and failing to place a confirmation number on his big game harvest record. Durbin is scheduled to appear in Allegheny District Court on June 9th. In a separate incident, Sean Edward Golden, 34, of Frederick, was charged with illegal baiting and with placing bait in a chronic wasting disease area. He's scheduled to appear in Allegheny County District Court on June 11th. If found guilty of both charges, he could be fined as much as $750. In Washington County, Zachary Hunter Clip, 19, of Clear Spring, was charged at 7 a.m. on opening day after officers saw him in an area that had been baited with corn before the start of the season. He's scheduled to appear in district court in Washington County on June 9th. Near Gambrels State Park Campground in Frederick County, officer found two hunters positioned near decoys and two baited areas on April 18th. Michael Lee Krause, 41, and Harvey Lee Wachter, 70, both of Frederick, received citations. Wachter was also charged with failing to carry a second form of identification and received a warning for hunting within a safety zone. Officers on patrol in Carroll County before the turkey season started found four areas strewn with whole kernel corn. Returning on opening day, they encountered Brindley Robert Freed of Dundalk walking out of the woods towards his truck. Freed told officers the corn was for deer and later said he had scattered corn on the ground 2 weeks before the season. Guided by Freed to his blind, officers found whole kernel corn and turkey scratch marks in the dirt. Under state law, all corn must be removed from a hunting area for 10 days before the area is to be hunted. In addition to the baiting charge, Freed was cited for hunting turkeys with a shotgun capable of holding more than three shells, an offense carrying a maximum fine of $1,500. Freed is scheduled to appear in Carroll District Court on July 16th. Officers in Frederick County responding to a complaint located an area that was baited for turkey. Officers observed Kenneth Radford Sweeney, 55, of Thurmont, spreading sunflower seeds near his hunting blind. Officers issued citations to Sweeney for hunting wild turkey with the aid of bait. In addition to the baiting charge, Sweeney was cited for hunting turkeys with a shotgun capable of holding more than three shells, an offense carrying a maximum fine of $1,500. Mr. Sweeney is scheduled to appear in Frederick County District Court on June 18th.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Law got them this time.
Their way. The only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. I don't understand the idea of baiting wild turkeys with corn. I thought the idea was to be able to go out into the field and fool the turkey at his own game. In other words, take advantage of the fact that these turkey gobblers thought they were red-hot lovers, and you would imitate the call of a hen and actually cause them to go against their own nature and come to your sweet, seductive call, and that you could revel in the idea that you accomplished something that was notable. To shoot a turkey over bait. And trust me, I've never killed a turkey, but it's the idea of it. The idea of it. That you would have a guilty mind and commit a guilty act just bothers me. Now, the unplugged shotgun thing, quite frankly, I wasn't aware that you needed to have your shotgun plug in for turkey season. You don't have to have it in for deer season when you're using rifled slugs for deer. But it's also not a federally regulated game bird either. And I guess I've just been ignorant of the law because I'm not a turkey hunter. I'll admit that. I'm not a turkey hunter. But if you are out there, shouldn't you know the rules? But I guess if you're going to commit to hunting over bait, then the other rules don't matter. Why would they? And why do you need five shots or more in your turkey gun? Maybe two. You're not going to get a fifth shot or fourth shot at a turkey, not that I would know of, unless you plan on killing more than one at a time. And that's, I guess, a possibility. But again, if you have that in your heart, that the law doesn't matter, then, you know, the law doesn't matter. Now, are some of these people innocent? They all may be. They all may be innocent. But it doesn't look good for them. If they're hunting in an area that's got cracked corn spread all over the place, or if they're hunting near a filled feeder, why would you have a filled feeder with corn in it this time of year? If you know anything about wildlife biology, why would you? Anyway, your comments, please. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's how you get in touch with us here, and you're welcome to comment if you like. The results of the winter dredge survey for blue crabs came out this week. I don't know if you saw it or not. I was on a conference call the morning on April 27th. I was sent a PowerPoint presentation to roll along on my computer with, and was in conference. It was a media conference call. There were certain people there that were able to ask questions and that type of thing. I think the call was at 11, and the press release and the information was embargoed till 1:30, so we had to agree to not release the information sometime between 11 or 11:15 or whatever the call was over till 1:30, till the official press release came out. So I guess the writers were given a heads up and could write their stories based on the information that we were given. So the blue crab winter dredge survey results showed that the abundance of spawning age females was 101 million. It was a substantial rise from 2014 when adult females were considered depleted. Despite the increase, the number of adult females remains well below the peak abundance observed in 2010 and 11, and below the established target level of 215 million crabs. So that's good news. The females are no longer depleted but still remain at low levels. The juvenile crabs increased 35% from 2014, more than doubled from the record low in 2013. The 2015 juvenile abundance of 269 million crabs is just above the 26-year average of 261 million. So juveniles are in fairly good shape. The total abundance of crabs, which includes juveniles, adult males and adult and females, was about 411 million. The crabbing harvest remained at a safe level for the seventh consecutive year. These results, taken in the historical context, illustrate the inherent viability of the blue crab population and the complexities of managing this dynamic fishery. One of the fisheries officials simply said, "This is a live fast and die young species." Understandably so. A number of environmental factors contribute to crab abundance, including winter temperature, coastal currents, weather patterns, and natural predators. Once again, weather contributed to substantial mortality. It is estimated that 19% of the adult crabs perished in the cold temperatures this past winter. 19%. One out of five. "Despite the harsh winter temperatures, we are pleased the crab numbers increased," said DNR Secretary Mark Belton. "This is good news for the crabs and for Marylanders who enjoy them all summer long." Should I go on? I think I'll wait, unless we have a question. But I think we're okay there. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but just about every month I go and see each of the folks that advertise with us here, each of the sponsors, and maybe sometimes more than that. Some of them I like to catch up with. Sometimes the inventory changes. For example, NBS Seafood today. NBS Seafood at 1223 in Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. It's right beside Jim Donnie RV. Stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana jumbo crawfish. Now, what makes that different from last week? Well, these crawfish are huge. I mean, they're big. Andouille sausage, gator sausage and gator tail meat along with live Louisiana crabs and the Louisiana crab seasoning or seafood seasoning to make it all taste good. Maryland crabs from Ocean City are now available too, and NBS Seafood carries fresh wild-caught white perch. They've got white perch in the cooler ready to go. Jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, a variety of other seafood items. And they have the seafood spice to make your stuff taste wonderful. And do you also know that NBS Seafood has Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill? They do. So you can stop by and see NBS Seafood or give them a call. Here's that number. Write it down. 410-271-3202. The new hours of operation will be Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday from noon to 5. NBS accepts Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. If you have any questions, please call 410-271-3202 for NBS. That stands for No Bull Stuff Seafood. Now, those of you listening on your way to the Rockfish Trolling Grounds, I want to tell you where you can find a hard-to-find reel. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, you take Route 100 to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road right beside the Shell Station. Now, this weekend only, here's where you got to pay attention. Pen reels. Hard to find Pen 330 GT2s. Level Wine trolling reels in stock. You come and get them while supplies last. They've got it. They've got them in stock. The Pen 330 GT2s. Now, all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, it's Fishbones. Also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. And never need to buy another one. Call 410-360-0573, 360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. That's in Maryland.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear fresh water of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in at least three categories and probably five: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and invasive species. And even the youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. If you catch a fish of a notable specified size, for example, striped bass is 40 inches, you will receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season is here. The perch run is on. The rockfish season is also here in full blast. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of a clear mountain stream, it's time. It's fishing time. And don't forget, if you catch and release a rockfish over 40 inches, you will get a signed certificate later from the governor. That's right, a governor's fishing award. It's a conservation award, really, for catching and releasing a 40-inch rockfish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. It's the sky that we look upon to tumble.
Little low-key dedication there to Ben E. King, who passed this week. There you go. All right. So we got good crabs. I printed out the list of people, and it's a big list. By the way, our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let me find this here real quick. Anyway, I was telling you, I go around to all these places to find out what's going on. Found out that our buddies over at Pete's Cycle were broken into on Tuesday, sometime Tuesday night maybe. Clyde Sports Shop had a, if you get down there today, you should. They had a rock thrown through their window, their front window. Somebody tried to break in. Of course, when you have guns, you know, think about that. Everything's locked up. They didn't get in. Grids over the window. And, you know, the the place was, shall we say, protected from that point on. And if I wanted to share something with you, if you are concerned, What I did learn was that people do not understand the handgun laws in Maryland now, how difficult it is to obtain a handgun. People continue to think that they can walk into a gun store in a time of crisis and walk out with a firearm. Can't do it. Thank you very much. Wouldn't it be nice? But they can't. They don't understand how many hoops they have to jump through to get a handgun to protect themselves in time of crisis. However, shotguns are a different story, and I did learn that Clyde Sports Shop just received a very nice size shipment of shotguns, home defense shotguns from Remington and Mossberg. Prices start at $359.95 and go to $549.95. So you can take your pick. And, of course, they've got everything you need to fit in the chamber of that shotgun. Ammo is what I'm talking about. That coming out the other end would leave a mark on someone if you were to point that firearm at a person and pull the trigger. Switching gears. Looking at the fishing challenge. We've got I didn't count the numbers. I guess I should have, but it's a ton. Oh, wait, there's 151 striped bass on here, 24 rainbow trout, white, 21 white perch, 19 chain pickerel, 8 largemouth bass, 6 yellow perch, 5 crappies, 4 channel catfish, 4 smallmouth bass, 3 bluegills, and the numbers of the other species go down from there. But leading the pack again is striped bass, and that's over 40 inches. Notable, Bob Doak of Graysonville with a 51-inch from Love Point, caught on 4:30. Charlie Offer of Hagerstown with a 25-inch rainbow trout from Beaver Creek. Chris Myers from Hebron with an 11-inch bluegill from Shoemaker Pond. Jacob Ellison of Baltimore with a flathead catfish, 39 inches, Conowingo Dam. That's a big flathead. Martha Yee on 4:30 caught a amberjack offshore and an Atlantic cod also. Dennis Butler of Abington, a big 27-inch rainbow trout at Deer Creek. James Cooper of Edgewood, a 16.5-inch crappie at Lock Raven Reservoir. Richard Barnes of Princess Anne, a 47-inch striped bass. Stephen Carter of Farmville, a 50-inch striped bass. Leonard Santa Croce from Mount Airy, 49.5-inch striped bass. Kevin Warnitz from Germantown, a 22-inch largemouth from Little Seneca Lake. Jason Sweeney from Frederick, a 25-inch rainbow from Frederick County. James Douglas Smith from Prince Frederick, a white catfish of 21 inches. I caught a white catfish one time, just about that big. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know there was such thing as white catfish. Caught it at Lake Somerset. Thought it was a world record bluegill. Turned out to be a white catfish. I was quite pleased. Norman Shuey of Bridgeville. Rainbow trout, 26.5 inches from Little Patuxent River near Savage. Ronald Raines Gore, a rainbow of 23 inches and a rainbow of 28 inches, one from Antietam Creek and one from Beaver Creek. Kelly Ripien and Frederick, a 25-inch rainbow and a 29-inch rainbow, both from Carroll Creek. Here's a good one. Miroslav Tarnovetsky from Baltimore, 25-inch chain pickerel from Lock Raven. And Caleb Sturgill from Cecilton with a 23-inch largemouth from Unicorn Lake. All those folks this month in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And it's a list of a couple of hundred, so you might want to think about the Fishing Challenge when you go fishing. There you go. Bernie Whitewash. Good morning, Bernie. How are you?
Hello.
Go ahead, Bernie.
Yeah. On a swimming pool with 20 to 49 foot deep, you know, you got to fish that you could eat and put in there and feed them and raise them?
No.
Okay, one other thing. I'm 80 years old. I used to hunt all the time, but I can't deer hunt now. But now I could if I could, you know, I understand they passed a law you can hunt from a car in a field, like setting a car, set on a pickup gate. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't had a license for 10 years. I've been to hospitals and stuff.
Mm.
But now I'm doing all right enough to, I could set them on. What would I have to go through to get a license to hunt?
Go to the local sporting goods store.
Huh?
Go to local sporting goods store and get a license.
I don't have to go through tests or nothing?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, it sounds to me like you had a license prior to 1975 or whatever the cutoff was, so you just sign an affidavit and you're good to go.
Oh, yeah, I've hunted for years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 80 years old now.
Mm.
But I'm in good shape except for a leg. I had 15 operations on it, and the leg's not good from the knee down.
Mm.
I got drop foot and can't walk on it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But I get around.
As long as you get around, that's the main thing, buddy.
All right. Hey, what's your number when you're not on the air? I could talk to you about something else.
I usually don't give it out over the air.
Oh, okay.
But if you talk to Brian, I'll put you on hold. I'll give you that number.
Okay.
Off the air. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right. Brian's gonna put you on hold, and we'll go from there. All right. There he goes, Bernie. Did he say he was 80? Wow. 410 WCBM 680. Do we have anybody? We have any young folks listen, like, you know, 50s to 60s? Yeah. You know it? All right. All right. Okay, going on this weekend at Havard & Grace Decoy Museum. Have you ever been to the museum? Even though there's all that activity going on there today, the Havard & Grace Decoy Museum is a wonderful place to visit any time of the year. It really is. Take the tour. Go read all the placards on all the exhibits. And you will learn a tremendous amount about the hunting history of waterfowl in the Upper Bay and in Maryland. You'll learn about the decoy carvers. You'll learn about the techniques. You'll learn about what they use to market hunting and that type of thing. But if you want a little activity and a little hustle and bustle, well, look, if you even like decoy collecting and wildlife art, you like waterfowl hunting or just a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havard & Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 1st. That was last night. I guess I didn't need to read that, did I? But it's today from 9 to 5 and tomorrow from 10 to 4. And if you're going up for the weekend, it's $10 for the whole weekend. Carving competitions, silent auction, outdoor hunting show. Community groups will be there, nonprofit organizations. There are over 100 artists there that feature decoys, wildlife art, photography. And hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services will also be there. It's a family-friendly festival. I got it. Yes, Frank Luber and I have trouble with that. Has great food and lots to see and do. There's a free shuttle bus that runs between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center, where all those three venues are where everything takes place. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. That's at the Havard & Grace Decoy Museum today and tomorrow. For more information, hit the website, decoymuseum.com, or you can call them. I'm sure they're busy, but you can call them, 410-939-3739, and we'll see you at the Decoy Festival.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, if you like gardening, I'll tell you what. I was at Papa John's yesterday, and Jimmy's wife, Gina, was there, and she was saying, I think after today we're going to be okay. After today we're going to be okay. Put your flowers in the ground and your vegetable plants. So I hope Gina's right. I hope it does warm up after yesterday. If you enjoy gardening, you know, I like to talk about Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm in Severn off I-97. I went in the house with Jimmy yesterday. He was having a bowl of soup, and we talked a little bit. But Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack are flat. Perennials by the pot. There's bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets and colorful pansies and impatiens and petunias. I mean, hanging baskets, they are gorgeous, no question. They even carry the proven winner specialty plants. My goodness. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too. Ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon and cantaloupe and 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You drive right to the greenhouses to make your selection. They've got big wagons full of the flats and boxes of flowers and stuff, and you just walk along with, through the wagons and pick up what you want. They've got carts you can push around. It's all very convenient. The number is 410-969-5909. You think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church. And Mother's Day is next Sunday, May 10th. So there's an idea, too. 410-969-5909. Yeah, you don't have to call one of those 800 numbers. And you can go and just get a nice planter, nice flowers, and plant them outside. And, you know, get her hanging basket. She'd like that. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, I mentioned Clyde Sports Shop earlier. It had been broken into this week, and, of course, they rallied the troops, and it wasn't going to happen. Nobody was going to make it inside, or if they did, they weren't going to make it back outside. But Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And what they have for you today, if you prefer, is a fresh new shipment of guns and ammo for home defense shotguns from Remington and Mossberg, from 359 to 549. These are primarily pump-action shotguns. Very easy to load, very easy to work, very easy to maintain. And if you're concerned about home safety, Clyde Sports Shop's a place to go. You can walk in and walk out with a shotgun. All you have to do is fill out the paperwork. They have to call the FBI, do a background check, make sure there's no felonies on your record or anything like that. And it's pretty simple. It takes about 15 minutes to make a purchase on a home protection shotgun, and they'll show you how to use it, and they'll teach you how to use it, and they'll show you what ammo you need to use. And if you feel a little bit unsafe, you're a little concerned about the civil unrest, by all means, you can get to Clyde's by going to 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number to call is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. They're open every day, 7 days a week. They take all major credit cards. And their courteous staff will be more than glad to help you. Everybody knows everything about firearms there, so whoever looks like they might not be busy, that's the person you talk to. You just go back to the gun counter, make your selection, and if that makes you feel safer, that's where to get them. Clyde Sports Shop. The website's clydesports.com, 242-6108. Gunter Towson, good morning. How are you? And we got Guy in Highlandtown wants to talk about white catfish. Go ahead, Gunter. What's up?
Oh, good morning. A while ago, you said you wanted some young people to call.
Yeah, in
do
the 50s and 60s. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
I'm only 83.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, yeah, you're skewing the demographics here a little bit, Gunter, but that's okay.
I tell you, I'm not a hunter, but I love deer meat, and I love all the stories that come over there from your show.
I appreciate your show. Well, thank you very much.
And good luck with this year, okay?
All right, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Yeah, good luck with me. We'll see what happens this week. I might go out west and do some turkey hunting, but we'll see. Good morning, Guy in Highlandtown. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
See you for many, many years. You kind of blew my mind away when you talked about that white catfish.
Yeah? It's not a white color catfish. It's just the, that's the name. Why?
Oh, well,
never heard about it?
Never heard. It, was this a channel cat or?
No, it's that's the species. Of, it's called a white catfish. That's the species.
Well,
didn't know they had one, did you?
Didn't know it.
Never even heard of one. It looks like a kind of a bullhead type and thing. I thought when I caught one in Pennsylvania, I had the new world record bullhead, you know. But yeah. No, it's actually a species. You know, the blue catfish. We got the brown and black and yellow bullhead. We got the blue cat. We got the flathead cat. We got the channel cat. And we also have the white catfish. Didn't know it, did you?
No.
No, they don't catch that many of them. That's why.
Okay. Next question. Manapeak and Bloody Point. Which one is the closest from Hollandtown?
Bloody Point and Mattapique. Mattapique is a fishing pier on Eastern Bay, and Bloody Point.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that it's a tremendous amount of difference. Why, are you taking a boat, or what are you doing?
Well, no, I'll be driving.
Oh, you'll be driving.
I'm fishing offshore.
Well, you're not going to be able to drive to Bloody Point, because that's out in the bay.
Okay.
But well, you can drive to Mattapique, and that's not too bad. You just cross the Bay Bridge. I think it's the first exit. Route 8, you go towards the bay, you make a right on Route 8 off of Route 50, and you'll see the gate there to the Mattapique Fishing Pier. It's a very nice pier, very beautiful pier down there. There's another pier that's pretty close, too, and it's under the Kent Narrows Bridge. Very popular place. If you want to stop by there while you're down that way, you may as well check it out. Just go a little further down to Kent Narrows. And I think you get off the, I think you can get off either west or east and kind of wind your way in under the bridge, and there's a nice little place to fish right there.
Great.
So, you know, there you go.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Enjoy it. And there's another creek there. There's another pier down there at the end of Route 8 on Eastern Bay. What's it called? I can't remember.
Is that Burton?
No. Bill Burton's the bridge over the chop tank down between Trap and Cambridge, going into Cambridge. That's the Bill Burton Fishing Pier. That's a good place for white perch if you like white perch.
Well, I mainly want to go for, big catfish, channel cats, hopefully.
Well, if you want to go for big catfish, then I would recommend going either the Susquehanna or one of the rivers on the Upper Eastern Shore. The Chester River has good catfish. And I will tell you, there's a couple of captains that specialize, if you want to go on a catfish charter, they specialize in catching those big catfish. I don't have Captain Larimore's phone number, but, well, wait a minute. Clay Larimore. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I have it in my phone. Give this guy a call. Let's see. Cell phones are a wonderful thing, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I got a dinosaur phone. It's just a regular phone.
Here, I'm going to give you a phone number. You want to go on a catfish charter?
All right. Yeah, I'll take it.
You ready?
Yeah.
410.
Got it.
739. 5561, Captain Clay Larimore. And you'll be going out of Rock Hall.
Got it. Thank you.
Larimore, Larimore, okay?
Got it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the
Thank
call.
You.
Yep, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
You know, there's the other, let's talk to Frank up there in Trap, Maryland. Hey, Frank, how you doing? How are things in Trap?
Oh, sun's rising, birds are chirping.
Yeah.
Going to step from the vehicle and try to get me another gobbler this morning.
Yeah, I know. I know what you did to me the other day. I know all about that.
Oh, and by the way, at the pier at the end of Route 8 is Roman Cope.
Roman Cope. That was on the tip of my tongue, and I didn't say it because I wasn't sure. So, yes, it is.
Well, when I heard you say you were going turkey hunting, possibly, out west.
Yes.
Would it be to that tree by any chance?
No.
No? Okay.
I might wind up in Pennsylvania.
I see.
Yep. When I say west, I mean, that's Allegheny County, right? Where that tree were that I scouted for you and where
it's
you've been.
Actually, Washington County.
Yeah, it's Washington County. Allegheny's the next one, and then Garrett.
Yeah.
But the tree that I scouted for you and put you on. How many turkeys have you killed there now?
I'm
a superior turkey guide, but I've never killed a turkey.
As far as I'm concerned, you are.
But I've never killed a turkey.
Goodness, Al, I wish you could have been there.
How many birds were gobbling that day?
Just that one that I recall, to be honest with you. And he was 150 yards away, I want to say. And I clucked away from him. You know, I leaned down into that little gully there and clucked. And you know, I wanted him to think I was a distance away.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
A couple minutes later, you know, he gobbled those sound closer. So I did it one more time. A few minutes later, he sounded closer, and I shut up. I remember what your friend said last year.
Yeah, you don't have. Yeah, he knows where you are.
Do is your minimum.
Yep, exactly.
He said, and if you can hear them, they can hear you. He said, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes later, from 30 yards, just over that knoll, wow, he gobbled, and my Lord, you talk about hair stand up. It's amazing when they gobble and they're that close.
That's true.
Thunderous.
Yep, that's true. They'll shake your world, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
I may be headed further west. I got an invitation to go out. I think Pennsylvania turkey season opens today. I bought a Pennsylvania license last year for waterfowl hunting. Went once. Thought I might get a deer or a bear hunt in up in central Pennsylvania where my aunt still lives on the family farm up there. And that didn't work. And a buddy of mine's going way up to northeast Pennsylvania, right like 8 miles from the New York line, up along the Susquehanna. I believe it's Susquehanna County, all the way up. And that's a long, long trip, but very productive for turkeys. And that's where I came closest hunting with the landowner up there, and didn't pull the trigger. I had deer between me and the turkeys, and I was, you know, it was a goofy day, and I screwed up royally, which I always do with turkeys. So, but anyway, maybe going out to Garrett County, Pennsylvania, Somerset County, Pennsylvania, line out there, and we'll see about getting some turkey hunting.
Well, wherever you wind up.
But there's a lot going on in my world that may preclude me from doing that. So, you know,
be honest with you, I'd like to be there the first time you ever get one.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah, so would I.
It's incredible, Al. So.
Yep, I hear you.
Anyway, you take care of yourself.
All right, brother. Take care. Thanks, Frank.
We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Yep, Frank invited me up there to Washington County, and it just didn't work out again this year for some reason. But I've been up there once with him, and plenty of birds. Plenty of birds where he hunts up there in Washington County. And first time I went, only time I went with Frank, I found this particular tree. And I said, Frank, this is a good-looking tree. I said, I sat there, and I'm pretty sure that you could kill a turkey off of this tree. And he's hunted it ever since, and I think he's killed two gobblers off of there since that event a couple years ago. So, Frank, he loves his turkey hunting. So, anyway, what do we do? Do we have to talk about that again? Do we? Okay, we'll talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. I I gave the whole laundry list there of folks that a while back, the folks that were able to catch big rockfish, and I wanted to mention again that the governor has a citation out there, kind of a conservation-oriented thing. There's going to be a lot of tournaments on the bay today, and they're not going to be throwing back 40-inch fish. They're not going to be releasing them. They're going to be catching them and trying to win big prizes and money with them, so... Those fish are going to get a lot of pressure today and tomorrow on the bay, and that's okay, I guess. Apparently, we have the fishery to support it, but the Fishing Challenge is a year-round fishing tournament that is hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler. It doesn't matter where you fish or what you fish for. There's whatever you're fishing for. There's a minimum size on it to enter the competition for an angler award, and if you catch that minimum size in freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, invasive species, you can qualify for an angler award. And you get, with that angler award, you get the invitation to go to the grand finale, which I was fortunate enough to host last year at Sandy Point. And you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, a fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear from, you know, the Sunglass folks, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. So why not try? Everything's in. Everything's biting. Go out there. Get your line wet. It's time. It's fishing time, so go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. And one more time, we'll tell you about the Havre de Grace Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. If you like decoy collecting and like to look at great paintings of wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, head out to the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This event, this year's event is today and tomorrow. It starts at 9 today, runs till 5, starts at 10 tomorrow, runs till 4. carving competitions, silent auction, an outdoor hunting show featuring community and nonprofit organizations. There's over 100 decoy and wildlife art and photography artists. They'll be on hand along with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services, too. It's a family-friendly festival. Say that three times real fast. Family-friendly festival. Are we running out of time? Is that why you're looking at me? Okay. Well, great food, lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses between the three venues, the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay and the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival, Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, today and tomorrow. For more information, visit thedecoymuseum.com. I'm sorry, not the, it's just decoymuseum.com, or call 410-939-3739. It's just 10 bucks for all weekend.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Week in Review, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell.
My kind of woman.
My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.
I can't do that.
Hey! Happy Cinco de Mayo! When is that? Would that be the... What is that, Tuesday? Wednesday? I don't know. Whatever the 5th of May is. Get out, stay safe.